Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Win over Texas. I mean, it was like, you can't make this stuff up. It was, I've never seen a game that flipped and how lifeless.
Yeah, I was rooting against them because I want Cincinnati to get in.
Texas went from looking like they were going to just, and they were dominating Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
to by the middle of the third, beginning of the fourth, lifeless. Just lifeless. I can't remember a game that flipped in the same four quarters the way that one did.
One more thing before we'll do Respect Burgers here in the next segment. They're not quite ready for Respect Burgers yet, but what do you think about the Vols and what Heupel's put together?
I just seem to have
a quarterback now in the Hooker kid.
Come on, man. It's premature, bro. I mean, y'all just blowing your load over these balls. Y'all so desperate.
Nobody asked you. Nobody's saying blowing. Nobody blowing loads.
Yeah.
We just said they're not ready for a Respect Burger because of who they're doing it against. But
yeah, exactly.
They have scored 107 points here in the last two games.
But they've been playing bombs.
I think you can start asking the question of whether or not they're ready to retake their title back as the state's best football program, considering that Memphis is this year.
Yeah. I mean,
no, they're sitting there at 4-2 now. I mean,
Hendon Hooker is,
you know, this going to be a hell of a game coming up with Kiffin, you know, coming in there. So that'll be fun. Then you get, you know, some real talent at Alabama, at UK, and I'm sure that'll be a humbling of sorts. There's no question about it. But I mean, they got to, as dysfunctional as it's been with the last couple of coaches, mm-hmm. they got to like what they see at least so far from Heupel.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you should be encouraged. I'm just like, you know, I was talking to an Ole Miss fan on Saturday night. They're like, man, Tennessee, come on, dude. They got to do it against somebody that's actually decent first before I start, you know. I get it. You don't want to.
We said it's not time for that yet.
Very impressive performance by Hendon Hooker. That I will say. Like, I'm just, hurt at the beginning of the year? Like, what the hell was the problem?
No, Milton was just the more highly regarded guy, you know, the Michigan transfer, and could, you know, huge.
Joe Milton can't make a throw to save his life downfield.
He's just completely inaccurate.
Yeah. Like, he's just, it's all over the place.
And Hooker's come in and settled things down at that position, and it's allowed them to take advantage of some of that other talent.
I agree. That is
You're
definitely
right.
True.
You'd like to see it against a
Let's see what happens this weekend. Like, you know,
they're about to get it.
Ole Miss's defense is like the definition of average / mediocre, and we saw that against Arkansas.
Well, you said it was improved.
It is improved because it was just so terrible last year. That being said, the other thing you would have to mention is, you know, I know a lot of people, I don't know what the consensus was on Twitter. I don't know what the consensus was in the world on that 2-point try. I just think you do that 10 times out of 10, no questions asked. Like, you go for it. You're on the road. Absolutely. Every single day. You go for that win. You can't get a stop. You know, you got the momentum. Why not turn in the game?
You're talking about Sam in Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Pittman, by the way, cover god. Continues to be a cover god. The best coach in college football against the spread. Like, and you see why. Like, the guy's unbelievable.
Now, they didn't do that against Georgia, did they?
Did not cover against Georgia. That's the one game this year I believe they did not cover.
Right.
Yes, but they have covered every single other game.
Okay.
He's like 78 against
he's a
78%
boss.
Against the spread, dude. If you just bet Sam Pittman against the spread for the last 2 years, you have no idea how rich you are right now. I mean, you're sitting on top of a Tunica. I mean, you just.
What about Stoops in Kentucky?
I mean, if we're surveying the rest
of the SEC,
we got to start talking about them, man, because they took care of business against
LSU.
Yeah, I mean, at some point,
beat Florida.
Their problem, though, if you watch them,
what's going to be the problem for them?
They turn the ball over way too much. They have fumble issues. Levis, he does throw interceptions. Like, they do turn the ball over. If they take care of the ball, though, their defense is so legit. Like, their defense is a top five, top ten unit in the country. It's that good. If they can take care of the ball, I mean, I don't know what we're talking about with them in terms of, like, what they can do. You know, I mean, what are we, Orange Bowl, you know, just in one of those New Year's Day bowls probably. But their defense is good enough to get them there as long as their, you know, their offense can hold on to the ball.
What's that going to look like? That's this weekend, is it not? That's that game at Georgia. It's going to determine everything. In the East, you figure.
I just think Georgia's so dominant.
Georgia's going to swat them away.
I think they're going to have a hard time holding on to football against Georgia.
We taking the under on that game?
Probably. What is the over-under on that game?
Don't have it in front of me. I just know that's the that's a 2:30 game on CBS coming up this weekend. I don't have the total in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia, of course, coming into this, averaging only allowing 201 yards per game.
That is the best unit in college football.
Yeah.
That defense.
Kentucky is 18th in the country. I mean, that's pretty impressive for Kentucky football to be 18th in the country in defense. It's very impressive.
11 in the polls.
Yeah.
11 versus 1 this weekend.
Cincinnati is sitting there at 12th defensively. They made mincemeat at Temple on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do. Right? Exactly. Houston, believe it or not, is 4th. I don't think I would have guessed that.
Since he can't play, it's got to run the table and then hope that, you know, Big 12 or SEC doesn't get 2. I tell you what, Iowa, too, you got to tip your cap.
Mm-hmm.
They've stayed in there.
Yes, they have. And they're a tough watch, as we know.
Very much so. I cannot watch a whole Iowa football game. I will take a nap on it.
Yep.
But they come out with a dub.
Yeah, Alabama 16th defensively. Kentucky right there with them at 18th. So, I mean, that's in terms of yardage allowed. That's very, very impressive for Mark Stoops and as much. Anyway, it was a great weekend of college football. We'll come back. Respect Burgers, and then we'll get to Jason Fitz at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
I love the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time. What I love is having people ask me how some houses sell so quickly and others sit. That's an easy answer. Any agent can sit and tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to know. I give you options and alternatives. I'm a firm believer in preparation, presentation, and proper pricing. We discuss that and my unique Shell Bucks option. Beating your competition down the street or around the corner is the name of the game. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate agents and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why my strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You'll find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done, Rosengarten. 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
I want to tell you about a guy named Bear. That's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Ellis, but everyone at Oak Hall just calls him Bear. Bear grew up in Munford, and he remembers in sixth grade he got a brown leather jacket with a silk lining for Christmas. That leather jacket was from Oak Hall, and Bear told me it was the first time that he remembers actually owning something nice, something special, of deep quality, and how different that made him feel. Well, Bear grew up, and he got married, and he had a beautiful daughter, and he tried a career in banking, and he realized that banking wasn't for him, but he remembered that jacket, and he contacted Oak Hall about maybe getting a job there, and he's been helping people find their own quality clothing ever since. That's what Oak Hall is all about. As Bear put it, we're lucky because we get to sell the best clothes in the world to the best people in the world. The right clothing just feels different, and it makes you feel different. Someone at Oak Hall helped Bear's parents pick out that brown leather jacket, and because they got it exactly right, Bear remembers that Christmas to this day. And now when you stop in at Oak Hall, Bear will help you find what makes you feel the way he felt. So go see the incredible people at Oak Hall, but if you do, don't ask for Christopher Ellis, ask for Bear.
Introducing the latest innovation in water technology. The new Nebbia by Moen Quattro Showerhead offers 4 unique experiences to choose from, designed to soothe, clarify, relieve, and cleanse. An indulgent shower experience engineered to use up to 50% less water. Water designs our life. Who designs for water? Visit Moen.com to learn more.
Your life, your hopes, your passions. These things are none of our business. Your baby monitor research. If you're using too much diaper cream.
And whatever you are searching for at 1:15 a.m.
That's really none of our business. Because your life is private,
And unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Aw, how old are they? That's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, this is Ben Jaffe from Preservation Hall. The New Orleans music you love is coming back October 7th. Dozens of venues with hundreds of shows are coming together safely for a new kind of festival, NOLA by NOLA. See Anders Osborne, Walter Wolfman Washington, Galactic, my band, Preservation Hall, and so many more. We can't wait to have you all back because no matter what the world throws at you, nothing stands between you and New Orleans music. NOLA by NOLA, starting October 7th. To learn more and to find tickets, visit neworleans.com.
It's moving season, so make sure that if you are moving, you call my friends at Blacktie Moving. They are the best in Memphis, what I did. A couple years ago when I was moving, a couple things were going on. I was moving through COVID, nervous about that, you know. But Blacktie put all those fears to rest and made that process as easy as possible, taking all precautions, showing up on time, being professionals, everything going where it needs to go, nothing getting dropped or scratched up. They are the best in Memphis, trust me. If you've never used a moving company, you do not know what you're missing out on, and especially with Blacktie, because it's a red carpet experience every single time. The best, most efficient folks in the city. They stay on budget, and they are the pros. Best prices, best people. Give them a call, 316-6196. But book your move now, because it always does book up fast. Moving season is always here. Blacktie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Blacktie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Since being the first to make wiper blades over a century ago, Trico has protected drivers in any weather. We're always looking ahead, studying your specific driving conditions so you'll be ready for anything. Like, if it actually rains cats and dogs, you can handle every soggy Siamese and drenched Doberman. Your Trico wipers maintain maximum windshield contact for safe, clear driving visibility, whatever the weather. Trico. The future of wipers since 1917. Visit TricoCatsAndDogs.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Restore your roof for less than the cost of replacement. Protect your investment with Lucius Commercial Roofing. Lucius can restore your roof with a fluid-applied roofing system that results in a superior, watertight, and energy-efficient roof. Lucius Commercial Roofing is family-owned and operated, Google guaranteed, and has over 600 five-star reviews. Schedule your estimate today and get 10% off up to $500. Call them at 901-509-9082 or visit online golucius.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
A lot of companies out there hiring, so many that you might get a little bit overwhelmed when it comes to applying for a full-time job, or maybe you just want to change up your careers, looking for a job change. We've got the perfect solution for anybody out there in such straits. It's called Millennium Search.
That's right. Millennium Search hires for the very best companies that Memphis and the Mid-South has to offer. Can't say the names for certain reasons, but can tell you about them, point you in the right direction. Think shoes and apparel. Think shipping, medical, tools, healthcare. The best of the best companies in Memphis.
Looking for better hourly paying jobs with the best. Looking for a better workplace environment with the best. Even professional service positions with the best. See the theme there? All you have to do is start with one place. It's the best, Millennium Search. Their incredible team will get to know you, and they'll get you in the spot that's best for you. All you got to do is get to the web address. John, give it to them.
It's jobswiththebest.com. Hey, jobswiththebest.com. That's where you got to go. Jobswiththebest.com if you need a job.
Now, that's a hit. What The Rock was doing,
not
so much.
That's right.
What we do, award-winning. This is not an award-winning segment yet, but it may be at some point.
I mean,
we've been doing
Marconi's
it for a while now.
Up.
Marconi's coming up. Respect burgers, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hit it.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
You think Josh Allen want a turkey burger or want a,
nah, ground
want a real
beef.
Burger?
He's
ground
from
beef.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Or went to Wyoming.
He liked that beef. We're gonna give him a fireman burger for what he did. Bills are the best team in football right now, and Josh Allen. We touched on this in the opening hour. I gotta hand it to him. I wouldn't say it's John Martin hating on the Titans level, but I've sort of, you know, it's been a Josh Allen got to prove it to me. I mean, last year, you know, Titans took care of him. They come up short. They in the regular season, they come up short in the AFC Championship game, and so, you know, it feels like a lot of people have crowned them this year, and albeit after a crazy week one loss to Pittsburgh, they have looked like the sort of team that deserves a crowning. But last night, he's jumping over Kansas City Chiefs players, literally hurdling them, buying time with his legs. We talked about making all the throws. He's scored 35 or more points, or at least the offense he's leading has scored 35 or more points now in four straight games. You do that against Miami, Washington, and Houston, that's one thing. And, again, that's why I've been a little bit hesitant and towards jumping on this Bills train with John and Jeff Calkins. But and I don't even know if Jeff's driving the thing. John's been driving it. But it seems like, and it feels like, after that win over KC last night, again, not a scrub like those other three, like the aforementioned three, that, again, it's time that this train is legit rolling and looking like the best thing in football. Josh Allen last night, 15-26, 315 yards, three touchdowns. If you watched early in the game, the opening, you know, their possession, he's running the ball. Their initial scoring drive was him running the ball, and he added a team-high 59 yards and a touchdown as well. On the season now for Josh Allen, 12 touchdowns, just two interceptions. He's also rushed for two more, so accounted for 14 touchdowns in this fast start by the Bills. Only been sacked two once in their last three games, including none last night.
Amazing.
Chiefs couldn't get
they
any pressure.
Yeah.
Somebody said on Get Up this morning, they're absolutely right. Like, him jumping over those Chiefs defenders, that's no fear. He like David Rudd when it comes to the IARP.
Yep.
Like, scared. There's nothing you can do to me. You're not going to hurt me.
Yep.
Right? I have no fear. And that's what it looked like, him jumping over those guys last night. And two, I mean, KC's got to realize that, too. And I know they were missing some guys. I don't think Chris Jones was playing. But, come on, that's a KC defense that's been bad.
Well, they moved him on the edge anyway. He doesn't get pressure on the edge regardless.
It's a KC defense that's been bad all season and got abused again last night by a guy who right now looks like the MVP to me. Would you take Kyler Murray right now over Josh Allen for MVP? Or if I got it right that Josh Allen with 12 touchdowns, two interceptions?
No, I think it has to be Josh Allen right now.
I mean, I hate to say Kyler's sitting there undefeated, and he's been fantastic.
He wasn't very good yesterday.
not great.
Yeah, I think that hurts him. I think Josh Allen has been consistently
I will say they found a way to win, though.
Right, right. But we're talking about
MVP. That win, though, as much about their defense, too, against the 49ers yesterday as it was. But to your point, yes, Josh Allen, the statistics, he's putting them up weekly. And I would agree with you that right now I would have him ahead of Kyler Murray. He's been absolutely fantastic. I don't know when this train stops or if it slows. We shall see. They went into Tennessee last year. We've talked about that game. 42-16, they lose. You know, they've been on sort of this revenge tour. Yesterday, putting up 38 points against the Chiefs, the exact same number of points the Chiefs put up against them in the AFC title game last year. You got to think that Josh Allen is hell-bent, dead set, on getting revenge at the Titans. Again, this game is in Nashville, just like it was last year. Can the Titans slow him down or not? We shall see. It would be nice to have a healthy Bud Dupree. I don't guess you're going to get a fully one back, even if he is back. But I tell you what, like I said, Titans have seemed to play up to competition just like they play down to it. Hopefully for them, that's a game next week in Nashville. We'll see if the Titans are still elite. I know that right now the Bills are. So Josh Allen is getting the first fat and then make it a fireman burger from Tops for him. All right,
respect.
Number two, Jimbo Fisher, you got to give it to him.
Respect.
Again, Arkansas, Mississippi State, you look terrible. And a lot of folks are throwing it to, okay, you're playing a backup quarterback in Calzada. John was talking about him. You know, last segment, you know, you're put in a spot here that you didn't expect to be in. You know, sort not altogether different than the spots you were in the offseason with the Memphis Tigers when you thought Grant Gunnell was going to be the starter, right? And you end up going with a true freshman. Now, you got to give Texas A&M and Jimbo all the credit in the world. Number one, because of what we said, Nick Saban had been 24-0 against his former assistants.
Amazing.
Okay? Now, that includes the likes of Kirby Smart. We're talking about Jimbo. Nobody had been able to do it. So, to be the first one to get it, I don't care how you got it done or who you'd lost to previously or the fact that you were out of the polls when you played this game, you got to tip your cap because Saban has been a master in this spot. 41-38 last on Saturday night. Left us all in awe. And remember, here's the other part about it, why you got to tip your cap to Jimbo. Yes, maybe, you know, he's playing. He's at a quarterback club meeting or whatever it was back in May, and he's trying to get the group up or whatever. But he said, we're going to beat his ass when he's there, talking about Nick Saban and what he would do. And we bring it up because when that was taken back to Nick Saban, what'd he say? Oh, what is he talking about, golf? You know, in football.
Yep.
And so you got to give Jimbo the credit for talking the talk back in May and then backing it up. And particularly in this situation where nobody gave you a snowball's chance in hell. Let's be real. You got the backup quarterback. You just lost to Mississippi State and Arkansas. And now you're taking on the number one team in the country. Even at home for your third straight game, no way you're going to win this game. They go out and do it. So Jimbo, who used to play, Marty Smith, remember this story, used to play against Nick Saban in their little basketball league that they had with all the assistant coaches. And
right, yep.
Him and Nick used to be on the same team. He gave it to old guy. Both of those guys, you see where the I know that, you know, and it's okay, but I'm a guy dealing with hair thinning. You know, I see it on Jimbo and on Nick. It's pretty – I mean, it's where you want to keep a ball cap on that at all times. You see Nick's?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see straight on down to the scalp now.
You can. Well, he's almost 70, in fairness to him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it does stick out when you see those guys afterwards. And Nick looked tired after a game like that. I thought that game was over with 5 minutes left when Alabama takes a 38-31 lead. But like we said, Calzada comes back down. Who was it? The Smith kid for the 25-yard touchdown. That's with 3 minutes left. Still had to get a stop of Alabama. That Texas A&M defense had to get a stop of Alabama to get the chance to kick the game-winning field goal. They do, and it leads to the crowd storm in the field. Everything else was a fantastic scene Saturday night down in Texas. Give the tip of the cap to old Jimbo. I don't know where it goes from here. And listen, I mean, he costs a lot of money. Like, you're paying for a ton. You just lost to Arkansas. He's got Sam Pittman in his second year. You lose to Mississippi State. He's got Mike Leach. People weren't very happy.
Yep.
Beating Alabama sort of helps restore some of that for Jimbo Fisher.
It does. And I never really thought about it. I never really paid attention to it. But, you know, it is kind of weird the way that Nick Saban's hair just kind of parts in the middle there. Just kind of stood.
Yeah, I thought maybe y'all made me feel like I'm the only person looking at it or staring at it.
Well, again,
now, you're right. Age factor, you'd say, well, of course, Jason, it's fine that they get off those guys there. But it does stick out to you. And especially, like, Nick likes to look good. And it does look like he has to put in some extra effort to get that thing to, you know, to look normal. Because it's awfully thin now. Maybe they both should just go murder one, John.
I mean, I don't know what murder one would look like for Nick, though. You know, that'd be weird. Nick Saban bald. I mean, that's weird. I don't think he's in that territory yet. But he's got to wear a hat, I think. You know, he could just start wearing
it. You can pull it off in the front when you're on the Manning cast with Eli and them. Nobody's staring at it.
You know, like
when you see
cast.
Him walking, yes, on those sky, they do not help him.
The Arkansas-Ole Miss game was so weird. Did you notice that? There was no commentary. Yeah, there was no commentary in the Arkansas-Ole Miss game.
What, it go out for a while or something?
No, they were just doing it was the sky cast all game. Now, maybe I was watching that.
You were on something else.
Yeah, you were on something else.
What were you watching?
ESPN2. I thought that's where it was. Was it on multiple channels?
Well, say no more because I've got that one in here. Next respect.
Respect.
I give it to both of them, Kiffin and Sam Pittman, for that game.
That's nice.
I give one to Matt Corral. Like what a game. And here's the reason. I mean, you'd say, okay, Jason, well, a participation trophy or something. Well, we're giving a respect burger to losers now. No, I mean, honestly, like Sam Pittman going for two on that, it didn't feel like they lost, even though they did. They did. And the play call was bad, but you literally score on the last play of regulation. You got a chance to tie that thing up and go to overtime. What does Sam Pittman do in the second season? Says we're going for two. You got to love the call. You've also got to love, and this is why both of them are getting it, is because I'm tired of hearing this. It takes time to build. Give it some time. Like we're hearing down in Mississippi State. It hasn't taken Kiffin,
yep,
and hasn't taken Sam Pittman time. They're both in year two, both in these polls, putting on a game unlike any other,
yeah,
basically for the last few, between those two. And I guess, you know, Ole Miss is always in scraps like this. But a fantastic job by both of those men in year two of having these programs back and back with a bang. And I'm telling you right now, like, Arkansas was down and dead. You know, Sam Pittman has revitalized it. I loved the call going for two. I know some have criticized it, said, you know, should have played it safer there, or at least, you know, made a better call there on that two-point conversion play because it really didn't get anywhere. You got to tip your cap to Ole Miss. You got to tip, yep, your cap to Matt Corral, who last year this time threw six interceptions against Arkansas. You realize Matt Corral still hasn't thrown an interception all of this season. Like, he's been fantastic. That game was fantastic. I think you remember you saw the last play where Ole Miss's last scoring play, Lane's running up the sideline, throwing the clipboard up. It's better football. It's not just a party. And I think Ole Miss fans were like, okay, well, if we just get a nice little party, win a couple of games with Lane Kiffin, this will be fun, right? Well, they've gotten a lot more than that. Ole Miss sitting at 4-1 now. Arkansas has gotten that, too, with Sam Pittman. I tip my cap to both of those programs, clearly, because in year two for both of those guys, they're rocking and rolling. It was a game for the ages. All right, last one before we get to Fitzy real quick. And Fitzy was out there and saw this. If I'm not mistaken, he was there for the fight. Got to tip your cap to Tyson Fury. He gets a respect burger, especially after getting knocked down twice in the fourth round, I believe it was. Gets back up, knocks Deontay Wilder out in the 11th round, and is now 31-0-1 with 22 career knockouts. I got most of the respect comes not because he's beaten Wilder for a second time in three matches. The first one was a draw, but because of the type of duty is, look, you lose some cool points for us for singing Walking to Memphis and replacing it with Vegas, but the thing we love about him is what Bennett touched on earlier, what we agreed on. He's like the everyday dude. It's not like he's this unbelievable athlete. It's a guy who's knocked off the likes of Klitschko and then comes off, you know, Wilder, man, to another dude. You know, Wilder's a bad man, but
yeah,
not when
he,
I mean, he's 42-2-1.
Yep.
While Deontay Wilder is,
and those two losses belong to Tyson Fury.
Yes, he's had his number, and so I give the dude all the credit in the world, man. He doesn't look necessarily the part of a dominant fighter, but that's all he has been, and he knows how to be the showman as well. Even given the, like we talked about the song afterwards. So, tip of the cap and a respect burger to Tyson Fury on what was capping off him going in the 11th round, still looking for the knockout. He's ahead on points. Could have just quit. Hey, lay back, played it safe, right? I'm ahead on this thing. Still looking for the knockout. Got to give him all the respect in the world.
And needless to say, this week's disrespect dog goes to John Gruden
for a
variety of reasons. Don't even need to elaborate. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NFL, about college football. Can Nick Saban find a way back to the playoff? Will they do it? We'll come back with Fitz. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Switching and saving with your local Geico agent sure is easy. Even easier than binge-watching a bad TV series. You watch one just to make fun of it. But after you've watched one, you need one more. And another, and another. Then you stop and think, this might be a waste of time. Better watch one more just to be sure. So yeah, Geico. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
Final game of NFL Week 5 is tonight, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. I like the Ravens in this one against the Colts. You're going to build a same-game parlay? Do it with the money line. Lamar over on rushing yards, and how about Carson Wentz to go over on passing yards trying to catch up? There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock it in today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to 10 bucks back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Good. Sign up today with the promo code JSmith to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code JSMITH. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook. The official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, 10 bucks. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Fall is in the air, and so are Choate's Early Bird Specials. Right now, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier gas furnace. Carrier furnaces come with some of the best warranties in the industry, and Choate's has been professionally installing them for over 60 years. As a Carrier factory authorized dealer, Choate's also offers competitive financing solutions for you and your family. If your heating system is in good shape, make sure you take advantage of Choate's Early Bird Tune-Up Special for $60. This tune-up is an in-depth 20-point inspection to make sure your furnace is ready for the winter season ahead. So call 347-8086 to schedule your Early Bird Special today. And turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 23rd. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your family medicine cabinet of unused and expired prescription drugs. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger, with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger, built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
The first bet on Caesars Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesars made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Tennessee only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me, and I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TOPPSBBQ.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin blocks, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leaving one of band on. I got two.
I was in the mood for some pizza this weekend. And so you know I went with Jets. It's what you should do. They're different. They're built different at Jets. Got that square-shaped deep dish pizza. It's iconic. It's famous for its thick, crispy crust. Those addicting, savory flavors. Got the Aloha barbecue chicken, the all meaty, the Jet 10, perfect for football. Got Monday Night Football tonight. Thinking pizza, think Jets.
I double up on the pepperoni, love their square shaped deep dish pizza. My wife gets their cauliflower crust, a little personal pizza. She loves it because it's low carb, does it with the sausage and the spinach. It's all delicious. John told you about the Aloha barbecue chicken. You got to try it. Life changing. The all meaty, the Jet 10, you got to try them all. Bartlett, Memphis, Cordova, they deliver. No contact delivery, too, so you don't have to worry about a thing. Got the best crust in town. Try it for yourself. Life's short, so you need to eat better pizza. You do it at jetspizza.com.
So today was supposed to be the day, of course, that we learn about the IARP
indeed
case and the update, of course, into that timeline and when it will come down. I mean, look, we're Memphis Madness is in 2 days, so... You know, the reality is that it's too late. It's too late for these kids, man. It's too late for these kids that if anything serious came down affecting or impacting this season, it's too late for them to be able to make a reasonable, measured, real thought-out decision in time for this college basketball season, right? Like, because if they do decide that Memphis is going to get a and look, this is all speculation, but if they do decide that Memphis deserves a postseason ban for what happened, these kids should be allowed to transfer elsewhere and pursue that. They should not be forced to stay here. And I don't think anybody would do that But if you don't sort of bring this decision down until October, November, December, you're not giving these kids a fair shake. You're not giving these kids who had nothing to do with the decision and nothing to do with the case, you're not giving them a fair shake and a fair opportunity to decide, you know, because you got to go on visits. You got to, like, you got to go through that process. And to me, they've already missed the cutoff for that. Like, I feel like if you were going to do this for something impacting 2021, 22, then that decision should have come down in June, July. You know, it should have been a very clear, you know, Amani Bates, Jalen Duren, like all these kids, the guys coming back, they should have all the information necessary to make real decisions. And if they were to bring this down now for something impacting the season that drastically, it's not doing that. It's not giving student athletes a fair shake.
Let me ask you something. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. And if you don't, I can understand why you might not. But do you remember when Georgia Tech got its postseason ban in 2019? Did they end up serving it? Because I've had somebody that keeps bringing this up to me that says, okay, you guys are saying there's no way at this point, the point you just made, that IRP is going to drop it on Memphis right now and apply it to this season because those kids don't, you know, they don't have a chance to get out. Everything you just laid out.
Mm-hmm.
But his point has been, go look at the Georgia Tech one.
Yes.
They dropped it on them late September. September 26th. Now, we're past that date now.
Correct.
And again, that was different. That wasn't an IARP situation. And we know Memphis has been, you know, in this IARP thing now for, you know, for over a year. What is it, close to 2 years now?
It's March 2020.
Getting closer to 2 years than it is to anything else.
Up.
I mean, yeah. March 2022 will be 2 years. So, but his point was, well, that one got dropped right beforehand. Do you remember? Okay, it was served in September. Here's your postseason ban. I think they were on probation.
They did serve that ban.
And it was that year.
They did.
It was that year.
Correct. But we're in October now.
Again, we passed that date. It's even closer to the season. And a little bit different there. You're dealing with an IARP situation.
And that
situation.
Team was not good, right? That team was not a good team.
No, it was not. No, certainly was not a top 10 team. That was a Josh Pastner team. Wasn't a top 10 team going into the preseason.
Right.
But that was a case where, you know, they did drop it late. Again, I would tell you, you know, surely by now you'd have had some sense of that. Memphis would have some sense of this. Oh, man, if this is going to apply to us and knocks on a postseason ban, we need to be telling these kids to give them an opportunity, right? I mean, that it's the only fair thing to do. There is no tone of that whatsoever over there. And, again, you know, in my heart of hearts, I'm hoping it's Grant Hill keeping Penny abreast of everything that's, you know, yeah, surely this won't be a full-year thing.
So but they, what they did was
probably not that either.
The difference between Georgia Tech and Memphis, like you point out, Georgia Tech appealed that.
Mm-hmm.
They had the appeal case that was open all season long, 2019-2020, and then once it became pretty clear they were not going to make the tournament,
they
withdrew that appeal,
right?
Which is what Oklahoma State did not do. Oklahoma State did not withdraw because they were going to make the tournament.
Correct.
With Cade Cunningham, and so they indeed still have that
Memphis
appeal
doesn't
ongoing.
Have the benefit of having an appeal.
Yeah, so if the IRP comes in and says you're banned from the postseason, that's it. Memphis cannot get some kind of court order injunction. They cannot appeal. It is over. Memphis will not be playing in the 2022 NCAA tournament. We are hoping that does not happen. I just don't feel like that punishment would fit the crime. But, you know, it's like to me, it would be two punishments. You know, it would be punishment for something that Memphis has already, in my opinion and in my mind, suffered for. James Wiseman left the team after three games. They didn't make the NCAA tournament, weren't going to make the NCAA tournament. And then you would be punishing these kids for something that they had nothing to do with, and then not even giving them ample opportunity to find new homes. Because you don't think DeAndre Williams deserves a chance to go play in the NCAA tournament somewhere else? Lester Quinones deserves a chance to go play in this if he can't do it, if he's legitimately not allowed to do it here?
Right.
You know, that's not putting the student-athlete's best interest in mind. That's just you on your witch hunt for schools like Memphis and Penny Hardaway. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any disciplinary actions taken. I understand there will be. But I feel like that would be going way too far in two separate instances and in separate ways. And so I really, really hope for the team that they get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, but also for the kids that, you know, are here and have been putting in work and have worked so damn hard to get to this point, to be in this position, of being a top 10 team, to be in this position of being a projected 2 seed right now, to have that stripped away in October, that would be cruel and unusual, far worse than anything the University of Memphis has ever did.
Well, don't forget, like Pat Forty said, this was coming.
Yes, he did.
Remember that they were after Penny.
Now, in fairness, the world has changed since then.
I think it's worth bringing up that context, that perspective. It has. Like, Penny can't be just a target for the NCAA or the like perhaps he once was, because, again, the game has changed. And remember, you're in this not because of the 11-5, technically.
Yes.
You're in it because you played James.
Facts.
When he was ineligible, according to them, because of the 11-5. You're in it because you played him. And so, again, is that a reason to take away a postseason? You made that – the administration – obviously made that decision. Penny Hardaway may want to play, but the administration ultimately says, okay, go ahead and play James in this point. You're not going to let Penny go rogue there. But the point is, okay, so Memphis threw the double birds, as we like to say, to the NCAA. Is it worth, with everything that's changed in terms of the landscape of college athletics, is it worth putting Memphis on a postseason ban, or is it more like a, okay, they played him when we said don't, we'll give Penny three game suspension, that's how we'll deal with it. I mean, it seems to me like the punishment needs to fit the crime. And because the context has changed in terms of the NCAA and NIL now and all that, it's even more important that it doesn't go overboard with the punishment, I think. Because, again, you got LSU in there. You know, some of these other instances where the coach, you know, what they stem from is the actual coach trying to bend the rules at the time to get players there. This thing happens from something Penny did as a high school coach, and oh yes, when he got to coach, you decide to play. It just a postseason ban doesn't fit that. You know, the way to handle this, and I'm with you. Sure, you do something because Memphis said, "Oh, screw you, NCAA." The way to handle it is just whether it's your coach or whatever. You give Penny a couple of games, you move on through.
All right.
Because you've got for the NCAA, you've got bigger fish to fry. This idea that you know Penny's this target that they need to go sink. Those days are ridiculous. Penny stands to be at the forefront of college basketball recruiting here over the next few years.
So here's the deal.
You probably better learn to live with him.
The timelines are up, and they've been up for a couple hours here. We were expecting timelines in terms of, okay, this is when this will all be coming down. What they meant was they published dates of when things happened. So, for example, and it's all up at IARPCC.org. All of this stuff is available, you know, on April 19th, 2021, for example, the complex case unit issued a notice of allegations. So Memphis got that on April 19th of this year. From there, they have things like, correspondence from Memphis. Memphis responded, like all of the sort of details that have gone down. And the last thing they have was as of September 3rd of this year, the chief panel member submitted a response to Memphis's request for reconsideration of the chief panel member's response regarding compliance with operating procedures. So that is the last thing we have seen. That does not necessarily sound promising, though, does it? If Memphis basically responded to the chief panel member of the IARP asking for reconsideration of their response. That does not sound promising. But, again, this is just
Again, even if it's Penny getting 3 games, you'd still say, you know what I'm saying? And that doesn't necessarily have to be the punishment. That can be the explanation for why they're doing whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, that might be Memphis's way sort of that it can appeal and go back and ask for a clarification basically of the response. But – again, that doesn't necessarily have to mean it's heavy duty.
Yeah, on August 11th, there was an extension request from Memphis. And then on August 16th, there was an extension request from Penny. So I don't know if that means extension into the next season. Extension, you know, I don't know. Again, this is all, we've never seen anything like the IARP. And so I'm not sure.
What else would an extension request be, though?
Right. I'm
assuming it wasn't.
You were trying to push this back.
Push it back.
Because you know you're getting Amani. That's like the time when they were getting Amani. They had gotten Jalen Duren and they were getting Amani. You know?
That's right.
When did Amani commit?
Both of them were. It was all August. It was both of them. You landed them both in August, was it not?
Yeah. Amani committed late August. Jalen Duren committed at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So
Penny, about the month that changed Memphis basketball, the month of August.
Yeah, so.
So that's when Penny was going to them saying.
So Amani committed August 27th, and on that same day, Memphis submitted a request for reconsideration of that panel again. Like, that was the first time, then I think they did it again. So, yeah, I mean, there are no details. You don't know what the response was. You don't know what Memphis said, and it's, you know, but you know that correspondence has happened. I would rather have not
on
seen.
On a timeline that goes right with getting, you know, putting the capital on it with Imani.
Right. Not promising.
But if it was just, hey, we're going to do our due diligence here and make sure whatever comes is going to get pushed down the road.
Right.
If we can get it that way.
Yep.
And again, if you're not going to give us our answer and we're this close up against it, I should be asking, that's the least you could do, give me an extension.
Yeah.
You know, I should already have an answer. The thing's been in there as long as it has.
It's speculative, but it's out there for you to make your own determinations of. IARPCC.org. They did post it. It is out there. And the last thing we have was September 3rd, 2021. Doesn't sound promising, but again, this is just all very black and white. We don't know what the details are. We will come back, wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
Your parents reached for Vicks when you were little. Now that you're a parent, Vicks Children's Botanicals Cough Syrup is what you reach for to help soothe coughs and clear mucus without drugs or high fructose corn syrup. That's because it contains natural marshmallow root and ivy leaf to help soothe coughs and clear mucus associated with hoarseness, dryness, and irritants. So look for Vicks Children's Botanicals Cough Syrup, day or night formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? Then come shop where the Grizzlies and former University of Memphis Tiger Greats shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stackable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. We do custom jewelry and have 2 locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis and at 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry-related, come see Platinum Jewelers.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Season, it always is. So when you're doing that, call my friends at Black Tie Moving. 316-619-6316-6196. Whether it's you're moving homes, you're moving offices, commercial, moving across Memphis, moving across the country, get some help from the folks at Black Tie. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie, they understand that. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured. They're professionally trained. They're the best in Memphis. I know because I've used them not once, but twice. Came back for a second time because they made it so easy the first time. They'll do the same for you. The elite team in moving. Give them a call. 316-6196. Book it now, though, because it will book up fast. Moving season is always here. Black Tie wants to take the chore moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving. Change the moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. We're breaking down sort of the things that we know about the IARP case. As promised, they did publish some details on the timeline situation. When Memphis got the notice of allegations, that was April 19th, 2021. So they got that about 5-6 months ago. After that, there was a response. There was an amended notice of allegations sent over on July 9th. So that 3 months later they come, but they amend that notice of allegations. Not sure if that's a good or a bad thing. Don't know. On August 27th, Memphis submitted a request for reconsideration of the chief panel member's response regarding compliance with operating procedures. And the last date on the timeline comes on September 3rd, and that says the chief panel member submitted a response to Memphis's request for reconsideration of the chief panel member's response regarding compliance with operating procedures. So Memphis sends something in, chief panel member responds, Memphis responds again. It's just correspondence, right? It's just the minutia of the entire thing. There was also, though, a request for an extension on the behalf of Memphis and Penny Hardaway around the time when Jalen Duren and Amani Bates were committing to Memphis. So read into that what you will. At this point, that is all any of us are doing.
Asking from the chief, the head guy,
yes,
for sort of what reconsideration or clarification, is that not their form of trying to appeal there? That's what you wonder about is, did he hand down his ruling, right? Was his ruling and what's going to happen as a result of it? Because it doesn't sound like he budged on whether or not they followed procedure. Mm-hmm. I don't, and they may be trying to draw too much.
Right, you're not asking for reconsideration, we think you guys are fine.
Exactly.
You're only asking for reconsideration if they determined. Right, we're reading tea leaves here, that you guys did not comply with operating procedures and therefore you will be punished, perhaps heavy-handed.
And the operating procedure is playing him when we said he's ineligible.
Correct.
That's the procedure.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Right.
That's the compliance piece of it.
And so, I mean, couldn't you make a case that it could be as small as, okay, we don't feel like, you know, like it's...
Don't you think Memphis would gladly take 3 games for Penny?
That you wouldn't have sent. I get that.
It's not an appeal, but it's, it's a request for reconsideration.
What if it's 5 games? You want to get it down to 3. What if it's 6 games? You
sure.
want to get it down to two.
Okay, you just fight. You empty the clip.
What if it's 3 games?
Fair
and
enough.
You'll shoot. You want to just, hey, let us have 1 or 2.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right.
Even if you're willing to serve 3 games.
You know, that would be the sunny side up approach, and that's possible. Like Memphis could just say,
I'm just not ready to go to the dark side just because you're right. I don't like some of the language in this. It certainly doesn't. It's not encouraging. But I'm not ready to say it feels like heavy hammer coming, which some have, said was always coming. Pat Forty among them.
Yep.
I just don't feel like it's necessarily this is it based on that. Don't like the language though used there.
I think there's no question a penalty will come.
Just we
a
knew that
of how severe it
right.
will be.
We knew something was coming.
Although, like, I don't.
You played him when they said he was eligible.
I don't like
after they went back. They'd already declared him eligible.
Now, again, I don't know how this works. Nobody does. Nobody knows how the IARP works. But I don't like the fact that Penny asked for an extension. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like the cynic in me says he knows what's coming and he's trying to just push that back for one more season so that he can make this magical season materialize before it gets totally shut down, before it gets started.
But
that's the cynic in
me. It doesn't have to mean it's a postseason ban that he's trying to push back.
Not necessarily. That is correct.
It could mean something else.
That would be the most extreme example. But again, I would much rather have seen less correspondence, less extension, less asking for a reconsideration. But you're right. I think you do, if you're Memphis, have to go to bat for your coach and your program. You got to defend it. At some point, I think you also say, all right, we'll take what we get. You know, it's like a plea deal. You know what I mean? Like, you just take your three games and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an update. And again, all that's up there at IRPCC.org if you want to read that language for yourself. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Bennett Doyle for stepping in today.
Appreciate you, Bennett.
No thanks to John Gruden for doing what he does.
Nope.
And all of you. Gene Otto and Jeffrey up next. I'll be breaking it all down. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You say you want to come to Southland, but you don't have a ride?
What?
Well, you got one last chance to win a ride in the Southland Casino Racing Free and Easy Car Giveaway. You say you don't need a car?
What?
Take the cash value. We don't care. Just get to Southland and earn those entries in the Free and Easy Car Giveaway. It's still the quickest drive, and a new car makes it quicker.
Next drawing, Sunday, October 31st. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
AirMed Care Network is America's largest air ambulance membership network. They're when you need them most, and members never see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. Want a shot at that free vacation? Enter the AMCN sweepstakes by texting PARADISE to 844-774-0042. Hurry, paradise awaits.
Lucius Commercial Roofing understands the hazards of lightning and thunder. Summer storms can damage your commercial property and expose issues you didn't even know about. Fix that leaky roof today with Lucius Commercial Roofing. Lucius will apply a durable, energy-efficient solution that not only fixes the issue, but improves it. Then, relax with a 12-year warranty from a company three decades strong. Get your free estimate today, 901-509-9082, or at golucius.com. Got roof damage? Go Lucius. Lucius Commercial Roofing.
Make plans for the St. Anne Fall Fest in Bartlett, October 15th and 16th. Enjoy free admission and parking for food, fun, family, and music. Don't miss Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Presented by Waypoint Analytical. Friday night kicks off with Almost Famous and Central Barbecue. The fun continues all day Saturday with rides, food trucks, vendors, a car show. Enter to win $10,000 cash. Starship.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.